the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, where are we going to adjust the agenda this evening?
There's one adjustment that staff would request, Mr. Chairman. That's under other business, coastal tide amended parking plan, revised final site plan. The applicant has actually submitted a further revised plan, so there's two in the packet. Staff have discussed it with the applicant, and we would request it be removed from tonight's agenda. We'll put it back on in 2 weeks for consideration at that time.
All right.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Mr. Chair, I would like to also make a motion to amend the agenda to remove the S2203 Steiner Road Industrial Park, given the fact that we received a supplement package yesterday with a lot of pages in it. I think it's a lot of information for us to try to get through before we can consider it tonight.
Okay.
I had some questions about that one.
You need a second on that, Mr. Chairman?
I'll give you a second on that one.
Well, we'll vote on the agenda when we get all the amendments. So we're okay. So we're going to remove those two items. Okay, now we'll take a motion for the amended agenda.
I like it.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the March 24, 2022 meeting.
And Mr. Chairman, unless there are any revisions, they would be as circulated.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as circulated.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes as presented. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, on to other business. Our first item is a subdivision 2018-24 Sycamore Chase, formerly known as Goodwill Farm and Willow Run, revised final site plan.
Any questions? Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the revised final subdivision plan 2018-24 Sycamore Chase, formerly known as Goodwill Farm and Willow Run.
A second.
Mr. Chairman, does it need to be read in or no?
No.
Maybe so.
Okay.
Yeah. We're good.
Then we'll do it again.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2018-24 Sycamore Chase, formerly known as Goodwill Farm and Willow Run, as a revised final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan number 19-46, Ocean Park, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of one 30,000 square foot office building and one 7,700 square foot office or restaurant, as well as other site improvements. The parcels total 5.4 acres more or less and are located on the southwest corner of the intersection of Cedar Grove Road, Sussex County Road 283, and Plantations Road, Sussex County Road 275. The applicant requests relief to allow parking in the front yard setback, and the applicant has also indicated that the two parcels will be combined prior to the submission of the final site plan. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District and B1 Neighborhood Business. The tax parcels are District 334, Map 12, Parcel 50, 51, and 51. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
So that piece along Cedar Grove Road is considered in the setback from the road? Because that's like way in there. They're asking for to allow relief from the parking setback on both sides, and Cedar Grove I don't care about at all. And on the plan it says in the plantations that the setback is far enough that they can expand the road if they need to, so those were my big concerns. I just wanted that on the record.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. If I could clarify, I think it's just referring to that 60-foot setback. Of course, there's more room if they need to expand, so it's more of a technicality.
Okay. Yeah. Nope. I'm fine with that. That's because, I'm a big, let's not do our parking in the front setback. And I didn't want everybody else to say, Kim's gone soft, let's go for it.
No one would ever say that.
Of all the things I could think of that someone might say, that's not
on my radar.
I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan for S1946 Ocean Park with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan 19-46 Ocean Park as a revised preliminary site plan with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 21-35 Millsboro Fire Company Substation preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the adaptive reuse of the existing structures on the site as a fire company substation for the Millsboro Fire Company. The Sussex County Council approved this use through conditional use 2314 at their meeting of Tuesday, November 30th, 2021, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 2816. The property is located on the northeast corner of Lewis Road, Sussex County Road 409, and Millsboro Highway, Route 30. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 20, Parcel 17.16, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Any discussion? Mr. Chair, with regards to S21-35, the Millsboro Fire Company Substation, make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan.
Second.
It's final by staff.
Final by staff.
I'm sorry, final by staff. Yes, thank you.
I second that too.
It's moved and seconded to approve the site plans 21-35 Millsboro Fire Company Substation as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Peninsula Lakes Residential Planned Community Revised Amenities Plan.
This is a revised amenities plan for the previously approved and established Peninsula Lakes Residential Planned Community. The Peninsula Lakes RPC was established through change of zone 1474, which changed the zoning on the site from agricultural residential AR1 and general residential GR district to medium density residential planned community MRRPC. The application was approved by the Sussex County Council on Tuesday, November 19th, 2002, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 1572. The final site plan for the development was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, October 16th, 2008. Changes to the previous amenities plan include the relocation of the pavilion to the south side of the walking path, the revision of the bocce and horseshoe court locations, and the relocation of the proposed playground area to be located at the north end of the tennis court parking area. The revised amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and all conditions of approval. The zoning district is MRRPC, and the tax parcels are District 234, Map 29, Parcel 248, Parcels 249, 249.01, 249.02, Parcel 256, and Parcel 259, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve the revised amenities plan for Peninsula Lakes Residential Plan Community, RPC.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the revised amenities plan for Peninsula Lakes Residential Plan Community. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2017-17, Haley's Glen, formerly known as Kielbasa.
This is a revised amenities plan for the Haley's Glen subdivision, a cluster subdivision comprised of 67 single-family lots and proposed amenities to include a double-sided fireplace, 1,120-square-foot open-air pavilion, a 308-square-foot patio, and a 204-square-foot mailbox station. The Commission may recall that the previously proposed amenities plan was reviewed at their meeting of Thursday, February 17, 2022, where it was determined that due to reasons including safety and traffic circulation concerns, the mail area be relocated to a better-suited location. Staff have been presented with an amended plan which addresses the Commission's earlier concerns. In addition, staff have provided a copy of the meeting minutes from the previously mentioned meeting for the Commission's review, and this information has been included in the Commission's packet for this evening. The revised amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and Subdivision Codes and all conditions of approval. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 234, map 12, parcel 11, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Thank you for moving that out of the center island. Make a motion to approve the revised amenities plan for 2017-17 Haley's Glen, formerly known as Kielbasa.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised amenities plan of subdivisions 2017-17 Haley's Glen, formerly known as Kielbasa. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Sussex Bible Church preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the Sussex Bible Church for the creation of a proposed 31,250-foot square foot church building, a 240 square foot pavilion, an amphitheater, athletic field, softball field, and other site improvements. The property is located on the east side of Harbison Road, Route 5, and on the northwest side of Cool Spring Road, Sussex County Road 290. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 10, Parcel 75, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
I'd like to just say that I think that's a really good layout of that space, utilized the whole entire thing in a really great way.
So I agree.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, with regards to the Sussex Bible Church, I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Sussex Bible Church preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Joshua Luce and Kristen Luce, minor subdivision plan.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus residual lands off of a 50-foot access easement. Proposed lot one consists of 2.6 acres more or less. Proposed lot two consists of 1.11 acres more or less. Proposed lot three consists of 1.25 acres more or less, and the proposed residual lands consist of 3.04 acres more or less. Staff note that the tax ditch right-of-way divides lot three and lot four, and that the right-of-way extends 80 feet into lot four as measured from the top of bank. The property is located on the west side of Pyle Center Road, Sussex County Road 382 in Frankfort, Delaware. It is requested that the final approvals be made by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. This will allow a modification to the access easement, as DENREC does not permit the access easement and the tax ditch right-of-way to overlap. Otherwise, the minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 533, Map 5, Parcel 73, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
I just have probably a dumb question, but so by allowing the staff to do the final, which I'm fine with that, but because of the easement, would you work with DENREC and the tax ditch people?
Correct. So there are two questions here. One is working with the fire marshal's office to make sure that the appropriate turnaround area is provided, but two, balancing that to ensure that what's shown doesn't create any issues for the tax ditch right away and the tax ditch organization. Mm-hmm. So both of those, the approval, if final by staff, could be contingent upon both of those being checked, along with DELDOT and the other agency.
Oh, okay. So. That's a great step. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Joshua Luce and Kristen Luce, I make a motion that we approve the minor subdivision plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan for lands of Joshua Luce and Kristen Luce. The preliminary with final approval will be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, on to